Triple M Peplo for breakfast. Now, the question is, how often and how recently have you checked your insurance fine print? I'm going to put my hand up and say it's been a long time, and maybe never. Bruno Maracca, he is the CEO of AFRM Claims Advocacy, and he joins us this morning to highlight this point because people aren't checking the fine print. Bruno, good morning.
Hello, good morning. Thank you for having me.
Not a problem. Now, this is pretty concerning, right? And when I saw this article come across my inbox, I thought, oh, you're right. I probably don't check that fine print. What are we missing in there?
Well, we could be missing quite a bit. And start of the year is always a good time to check. The reality is, Pablo, that research will tell you that less than 40% of working Aussies know they have default personal insurance in their super. So that's different to private health insurance. That's actually insurance in your super fund. That might be in your CBUS, in your Mind Super, in your TWU super, but there is insurance in there. So if you're injured or ill, you can be paid an income.
And I guess that's really important, especially, you know, in regional WA, we may be, you know, far from good medical facilities. And if you're injured on the job, maybe you've got to take some time off work. You can benefit through that.
Well, that's right. And, you know, to the point you made earlier, in relation to the fine print, what's really important is to also look at what they call a wait time on the policy. And what that means is that it says you need to wait 30, 60 or 90 days before you'll be paid. So that might be really important to you because you might not have enough cover in terms of holiday cover to get you through those first 90 days. So really critical to have a look at it.
Now, are there any insurance companies that you've sort of looked over for people in regional WA that you think, you know, through their fine print would be good for us?
Well, look, you've obviously got the government one, the GESB, Mind Super, CBUS, TWU and Australian Super seem to be the ones that are more likely for the workers in WA. They all have various levels of fine print, but the things that I would look for in the fine print is the wait period, so how long you need to wait before you get paid, the benefit period, how long will you be paid for. Some of them are 2 years, 5 years, or some up to age 65. Now, you can imagine there, Pablo, if someone has cancer, you know, something like prostate cancer, with 24,000 people across Australia that get that each year, unfortunately, then, you know, having a two-year benefit period only might not be sufficient. You might need more cover.
Yeah, so what are some of the key things that we maybe overlook? Is the weight one is probably one of the key ones, Bruno?
Yeah, wait period is the key one. Benefit period is a key one. The other one is some insured. So are you covered for up to 75% of your income? So let me be really clear there. Income protection is there to replace your income if you're not working. So if you've had a stroke, you've got cancer, you've had a heart attack, you've got a mental health illness, it's there to replace your income while you're not working and you're recovering. So income protection will cover you up to 75% of your income before you got injured or ill, and it's important to look at that to make sure that it is 75%. Another one that's probably important is an offset. So what they call an offset is if you're receiving income from another source, the insurer may offset it. So again, I would be looking at your wait period, the benefit period, your sum insured, and your offset.
And I guess the key to all of this is to check this before the event occurs, right?
It's really hard to predict when we're going to be injured or ill, but absolutely. I mean, when we think of some of the statistics across Australia, 110 people every day experience a heart attack or heart disease. There's a stroke every 19 minutes. Someone has a stroke around Australia. And we've even got long COVID. You know, looking at the COVID data for WA, there's over 3,600 cases in the week leading to the 20th of January. So all of these things are certainly ahead of us and may occur at any time. So, yes, it's important to look in advance.
And I guess really important to see what's not covered as well, right, when it comes to certain conditions or things through your policy.
Well, that's a really good point. So most of those policies that we talk to will have a level of what I call default cover. So each time you put money into your super, they put some money aside for your personal insurance, your income protection, your TPD or your death cover, but some of them won't offer you the income protection that might be suitable to you. So it's important that you check are they offering you income protection? Are they offering you income protection that's going to suit you? So it's important to check, absolutely.
Now, you mentioned long COVID before. I assume things might have changed a little bit with COVID and long COVID. Are these written in or written out of insurance policies as it's a new, you know, condition that we're dealing with?
So if you have an existing policy today and you unfortunately experience long COVID, then you are covered.
Okay.
But if you're taking out a new policy tomorrow, and given what the insurers now know about long COVID, it may actually be excluded. So again, you need to do your homework there. But the reality is long COVID is significant. It's actually experiencing the COVID symptoms for over 12 weeks. And we're dealing with clients all the time where they're not able to work as a result of long COVID. They've got brain fog, can't concentrate, the lethargy, fatigue, etc. And it's precluding them from working. So for them, we're supporting them with an income protection claim to be able to help them out, because it's a bit of a triple whammy. It's the physical, the emotional, and the financial well-being that gets impacted.
Yeah, and stress is never something that's going to help benefit you recover, right? So you want to take that element out of it. If you want to find out more, AFRM, claimsadvocacy.com.au. Bruno, we really appreciate your time today.
Thanks, Trevor. Thanks for having me.